The University of Kansas is home to AAI, the Achievement and Assessment Institute, which provides online standardized testing to school districts across Alaska. The incident left students high and dry in grades 3, 7, and 8 in Sitka as they began the first day of the Alaska Measures of Progress, or AMP, testing. Co-Assistant Superintendent Sarah Ferenczi is in charge of testing in the Sitka School District. When no one could connect to the online testing service, her first impulse was to get AAI on the phone.
And I got a "sorry, we are closed" message, and I was like, "What? Really?" So then I went and I, you know, tried to get onto the computer interface, and that was down too, and that is what had happened to students who were testing, is just they tried to log on and they couldn't even log on because the whole system was down.
In fact, most of the University of Kansas campus was down. According to a university news release, the cable had been accidentally severed somewhere just off campus in the city of Lawrence. Internet, online classes, even email was unavailable to the majority of campus for the rest of the afternoon. Ferenczi thinks the 75 students from Sitka and any others statewide who were taking the test when the connection was lost should be fine.
Designed so that if there is any disconnection for any reason, that all answers are saved. So we anticipate that students who were in the test at the time of the outage will be able to just log right back in and pick up where they left off.
The AMP has been under fire almost constantly since it was introduced, and especially since last January when the Department of Education decided to replace it with another testing product. But that transition couldn't happen very quickly, so the AMP remains in use this year. Although it doesn't look good, Ferenczi says this outage is not another reason to dislike the AMP.
It certainly does not help the public perception. You know, the State Department was very clear when they finally sent an email that said, you know, what was happening, that this has nothing to do with AAI. I mean, it really doesn't. A construction vehicle clipped a fiber optic cable outside the campus. And so it really, I mean, yeah, it's incredibly unfortunate and incredibly bad timing, but it's really no fault of theirs.
As of press time, the State Department of Education had no estimate of how many students across the state may have been affected by the outage. Ferenczi says this was the first day of testing. Students in Sitka who were unable to log on will likely get another opportunity to take the test in about 3 weeks. The University of Kansas has announced that the cable should be repaired by Wednesday morning. And is this the death of online standardized testing in Alaska? Ferenczi doesn't think so. Every modern assessment service is moving online, she says. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.